Check the Western media coverage of Russia right now, and you can find grim photos of Vladimir Putin and photos of burning cities in Georgia, and editorial cartoons featuring a snarling Russian bear. Get the view from the Kremlin, and everything looks different. Officials there have repeatedly, forcefully, and sometimes emotionally insisted that Russia has the right to protect its soldiers and those it calls Russian citizens. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Moscow on a vastly more confident Russia that feels slighted by the West.
15 years ago, after the Soviet Union fell apart, scientists were forced to work as taxi drivers. Soldiers were reduced to rags. The standard of living never great plummeted. Viktor Kremenyuk with the USA Canada Institute says everything Russians were used to suddenly disappeared.
It has lost empire. The empire was the, for many people, was the major sense of their existence. Now it's no more.
But Russia is no longer on its knees. It's developing a new identity. While Kremenyuk does not endorse Russia's actions in Georgia, he says Vladimir Putin's harsh words in recent years have reflected widespread and growing frustration.
It was regarded as poor, retarded, you know, just underdeveloped and so on. And now under Mr. Putin, Russia has finally emerged as a more or less well-to-do nation, but it wanted to have the feeling that now it will be regarded by the other nations differently, with more respect.
Rose Gottmuller at Moscow's Carnegie Center says the Bush administration didn't adequately respond to Russian concerns.
Washington has been neglecting the relationship with Russia profoundly over the last 8 years. We've had a situation time and time again when President Bush has gone to a summit meeting, you know, declared his cooperation with his good friend President Putin, and then he's gone back to Washington and nothing has happened.
Some in the Bush administration argue Russia is simply unwilling to acknowledge the post-Soviet realities. Nikolai Zlobin, a Russian analyst with the Washington-based World Security Institute, says it's the West which is also inflexible.
Why? For 15 years after the end of Cold War, West did do very little to make Russia an ally and friend. Every Russian leader came to power saying reasonable things about the West, and sooner or later something happened which will turn them into anti-American.
Slobin doesn't pretend the new Russia is easy to deal with. At home in Russia for a brief visit, he's stunned at the growth of nationalism and anti-American feeling.
I talk to my friends who are friends with Americans. They basically say America is an extremely selfish country and doesn't understand that other people might have different ideas, different agendas, different approaches.
Vladimir Putin has made his concerns known repeatedly, calling NATO absorption of Russia's neighbors Georgia and Ukraine red lines. U.S. support for the independence of Kosovo was another issue of contention. If the West can redraw European boundaries against the wishes of Russia and its ally Serbia, then Russia argues it can redraw boundaries too. Viktor Kremenyuk says the U.S. was also unduly provocative in the way it set up anti-missile defenses in Russia's backyard.
They do not trust that this effort undertaken by the U.S. in Europe is against Iran or against the terrorist launches. They still think that this is against Russia. Why? What is the reason that instead of inviting both nations to cooperate closely, they fight each other on that?
It's unclear what the aftershocks of Russia's recent actions in Georgia will be. As Rose Gottmuller notes, Russia's friends and neighbors like Belarus and Kazakhstan have been noticeably silent about the attack on another former Soviet state.
All of them are in a stupor because they don't know what to say. They don't want to speak out and support Russia. But on the other hand, they don't want to come out and oppose Russia.
Washington's threats of isolating Russia are widely discussed here, but the Kremlin has leverage it can use. It is Europe's key supplier of energy. And analysts say if the West turns away from Russia, Russia has options. It can turn east to the new emerging powers like India and China. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
The conflict in Georgia has another former Soviet republic worried about Russia's intentions. You can read about why Ukraine is concerned at npr.org. Thank you.